Global Village with Dil Vikramasinghe.
You're very welcome back. You're listening to News Talk 106 to 108, and this is Global Village, and we're broadcasting live from Oscars in Smithfield. And a fabulous live audience. I love you all. I'm going to take you home. Right. Sorry, that's a bit inappropriate for a married woman to say that. Anyway, it's not very often that I find myself in a bar on a Saturday night. I'm so excited. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, listen, text into 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, or you can tweet us at Global Village NT. Well, it's been 2 years since 1.2 million Irish people voted for same-sex marriage. So it's fair to say our young people are growing up in a very different island than the previous generation. While the struggle for equal marriage rights has gone, our young LGBT community are facing new struggles. Well, to discuss today's LGBT movement, I'm joined by Clodagh Leonard, Chair of Dublin Pride, Fintan Warfield, Senator and Sinn Féin Spokesperson for Youth, Arts and LGBTQI, and of course Luke O'Reilly Kane, Peer Educator with Belong To. You're all very welcome to Global Village. Now, Clodagh, I have to go to you because I remember distinctly having this conversation in the run-up to the marriage referendum, and you were canvassing, you were knocking on doors, and you said to me, if we don't get a yes, I'm going to have to emigrate.
That was the plan, yeah, definitely.
So glad you got a yes and you're still here.
So am I. I don't know how I would have afforded flights.
And you're chair of Dublin Pride. How's that going?
It's fantastic. Yeah, it's really, really wonderful. And we have so many fantastic events coming up this week. So it's really exciting and exciting to be here as well.
So tell me, what's life like for a young LGBTI person? I have to ask because I'm not young anymore, Clodagh.
I don't know if I am either. So I'm lucky enough that I have a dual perspective on this, in that I'm pretending to be young and also I'm a youth worker. So I get to work with young LGBT people throughout schools in Ireland all of the time. And I'm seeing just this amazing confidence that's coming from young people. So even in my work, I'll often discuss the fact that I'm gay. I'm very openly gay. And I always thought at first when I started doing that work that I get some kind of negative response because it's what I was expecting personally. But young people are so comfortable with it. And it feels like the next step for them is actually breaking down barriers of gender and expectation for your gender. And being gay doesn't even seem to be the barrier that it once was for people my age.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, the change has just been so quick, like so immediate.
I don't know. Gay Taoiseach, hello. And who would have ever thought? But speaking of which, Fintan, you're in politics, so let's get your take on Leo.
Well, as far as Leo is concerned, I think I'm a threat to democracy. I think Sinn Féin are a threat to democracy, apparently. I think Mary Lou put it right when she said we're not only we're not a threat to democracy, but rather a threat to the status quo. And I think the status quo that Leo will most likely uphold. He does have huge potential to be our most progressive Taoiseach ever. I don't share his politics, but I think that opportunity that he has is one that, you know, one in which we have a government that doesn't make promises it can't keep and keeps every commitment that it makes, one in which bureaucracy faces outwards, where it talks less and listens more, and that's the type of Ireland that Leo has the potential to build. But just, you know, on the previous conversation, I think there is an element of frustration amongst young people as well in terms of being unable to channel our contemporary imagination. And recently in the Shannon, we brought forward a piece of legislation that would enable 16 and 17-year-olds to cast a vote in local and European elections, elections that are most local and most international. I think at a time where the European Union is in a bit of crisis, that injection of contemporary imagination could have been really important. But we are seeing young people channel their desires and their aspirations through, you know, following on from marriage equality into a repeal of the Eighth Amendment campaign. And also there's a role for the LGBT community to continually kind of try and shape Ireland's response to a fractured world, where our response can be inclusive of all our communities, can be, you know, where the LGBT community stands with their travelling community, stands with refugees and new Irish and so on.
Mm. And Luke, from a trans perspective, how because I think everybody will remember 2015 for the marriage referendum, but very few Irish people. I could walk out now and talk to. I'd be surprised if anyone on the street would even know about the Gender Recognition Act. It feels like the legislation hasn't quite trickled down to the average Joe Soap.
Yeah, I was actually about just last week I was actually in the police station to get my my passport renewed, and honestly, it's been 2 years, and the policeman asked me what's the gender recognition bill, and I just said
to him, a member of the Garda Síochána.
Yeah, this is a policeman, and I had to explain it to him. Everything, and he said straight out to me, "Oh, I didn't know about that." So it is really, really, like, it's a bit ridiculous. I mean, if I didn't join Belong To, I probably wouldn't have known it myself. It's something that, you know, it really needs to be in the news, or, you know, even an article or whatever, and it is a big issue.
And tell me, because the Gender Recognition Act hasn't gone far enough, because there's still areas that need improvement.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, would have this mindset of you know, it's just male and female and that's it, and, you know, your sex is the same as your gender, but it's actually not. And we have what the gender recognition allows you to do is if you're assigned female, you can change it to male. If vice versa, if it's male to female. But unfortunately, that doesn't cover non-binary. So we're trying to get an X in or an NB symbol for your gender on your legal gender. And some countries like England do have this, but unfortunately Ireland doesn't.
And of course the age is an issue, because you have to be 18 to I suppose use this legislation, and also you need parental consent, which is an issue if you're a young person wanting to access the services, especially if a parent is actually standing in the way of the young person accessing the services. Clodagh, how do you do? So these are really, the struggle is still not over. We still have some work to do.
Oh, most definitely. And I think the leaders in that, a lot of the time, are the young people that are kind of engaging internationally with what best practice is, in a way that adults are still kind of learning. And it takes us always a little bit longer to catch up. And we've seen that with, say, like even Luke being able to be here and speak so eloquently about their experience and educate us. I think all young people are doing the same. And I think there's other things that need to be done, like as well as age, we need more inclusive textbooks in schools that also give examples of different forms of families. So it's not that you have to come out and that it has to be that you're going against the grain. It's that there's an expectation that you can live whatever life you want to. And I think the more inclusiveness that we can have in our schools, and even with our sex education and any kind of
education?
We have, if we were to have sex education. So I think that's kind of where we start. We start with young people and they kind of lead the way for us.
Yeah. Fintan, what would you like to see in the next 5 years?
In terms of Luke's contribution, you know, we recently brought forward a piece of legislation in the Shannon which would enable trans young people to be recognised by the state. And that's a piece of legislation that Leo Varadkar was supportive of. It will open a legal pathway for under 16s, trans people under the age of 16, to recognise their true gender in law. And, you know, while medical practitioners can play an important role, they're not, you know, transgender advocates believe that legal gender recognition shouldn't be conditional upon medical assent. So through the family court and through family consent, we can enable under 16s to recognise their true gender. It would also allow 16 and 17 year olds to self-determine on the same terms as currently available to over 18s.
I think to echo what Alva Smith started the show by saying, it's wonderful to see that now the community has come together. You know, we came together for marriage equality. Now we need to really come together to really get this over the line, so we can actually, so the trans community can feel that they are, you know, right up there with gays and lesbians in relation to feeling equal. Clodagh, we're running out of time, but tell us what's happening in the coming week.
Great. So we have some wonderful events. Our March tomorrow, our Queer History Walk, I'm afraid, is sold out, which is great news for Tony Walsh. And we also have a candlelight vigil tomorrow night, where we'll remember all of our fallen heroes. That's 6 p.m. in Merrion Square. We have a Ceilidh on the 22nd, and we have our parade, obviously, on the 24th, which will start with a pre-parade rally our march, and then we'll end up in Smithfield Square.
And of course, the parade is welcomes all. You don't have to be LGBTQI. You can just be anybody who wants to come out for a lovely day. So my thanks to Clodagh Leonard, Chair of Dublin Pride, Fintan Warfield, Senator and Sinn Féin spokesperson for Youth, Arts and LGBTQI, and Luke O'Reilly Kane, peer educator with Belong To. So sadly, we've reached the end of the show. As part of the Dublin Pride 2017 Festival, I would like to thank our production team, Amy Ryan, Shifra O'Donovan, Marion Kennedy in back in HQ, and Paul Dennigan, of course, who is on sound here. A special thanks to Dublin Pride, Oscars in Smithfield, and of course our live audience for making tonight so special. So you can listen back to the show on newstalk.com, or you can click on the listen back feature. Well, this evening has been a celebration as part of the Dublin Pride 2017 Festival for just how far Ireland has come in becoming more inclusive and compassionate for people who have for so long felt like they were in the cold shadows of prejudice. So if you haven't done it yet, embrace your true self, find your inner hero, and live life to the full. This is a very proud Dil Vikramasinghe wishing you a happy Pride, and reminding you that we're all part of a global village.